It's a show and a tribute to Don Stanglein, who, as we knew in town here, if you're from town or you went to college here at the time, Don was a kind of a local folk icon here, kind of the guy who was always walking the street. And I always like to put it that I used to travel in the circus, and I'd be gone for months or a year at a time, and I'd come home and it could be 3 a.m. and there you are coming down to the street, and there's Don walking the street, you know, and you beep your horn, and he looks up and he gives you a big wave, you know, no matter what. So you always knew you were home when you saw Don, you know, walking the street. But, you know, everyone got to know him. As kids, we kind of weren't really close with him, but we knew who he was. Yeah. But when we got into college, you know, he used to frequent the store bar and places where everyone hung out. He would sweep floors and do things there, and he just became this character that you always talked to and knew. And lots of stories. I mean, I've over the years, many people coming up with stories of Don and stuff. And
from there grew the idea for Snowflake.
Yeah, it was. I needed to do a Christmas show one year, and I was in Minneapolis, and I thought, as a young person going to college, I always thought, you know, there's an interesting character, and I was in acting classes, and I thought, well, you know, if I one day maybe I'll just use that character, you know, in some of my work. And so I just thought, well, I'll come up with this show as a tribute to Don. And we did it in Minneapolis and brought it up to Marquette that same year. And knowing that people might think that I was not being respectful, I invited Don to the show that night along with his brother Joe and their family. And we sat him in the front row and we did the show. And I said, and there he is, you know. Mm. So he got a standing ovation, and I kind of thought it was for me, but it was really for him. So. But, you know, I asked him when I went out, I said, well, what do you think? You know, and he just gave me a big grin, and he put his thumbs up, you know, and I thought, okay, we're all right.
So what's in the show? What are some of the things that you've done? I'm sure it's also evolved over the years, but, you know, what are some of the basic elements of it?
Well, the idea here is that it's about a character who lives in an alleyway. So it's not really Don's story. He always lived in a rooming house here. But this character lives between two buildings in an alleyway, and it's kind of like the discard of society throws things into this lot, and Don finds ways to be inventive about it. But like a discarded individual maybe in society, there's Don, and then there's a child that's kind of discarded. There's a puppet that I work with, but he becomes a two discarded individuals, and basically they put a family unit together, you know, and the idea is that, you know, it's family units may not always be the 2.5 child and the mm-hmm. two adults, but in this case, it's it can be anyone who is caring and sharing and loving, you know. So Don, kind of Christmas, these are the things we think about ourselves, is that it's not so materialistic, but here's this character who's giving and sharing nothing. Basically, mm-hmm. just taking junk and making magic and toys out of it, and doing routines around it. But it's similar to a silent film. So there's no words in the show, but there's a soundtrack that follows it all the way mm-hmm. through. I'm only going to do it here on Friday night, which is the 28th, December 28th at 7:30, and then Saturday matinee at 2:00 on the 29th. Then I'm going to put it in the case here for a while and work on some other new things. But we have a new agent out of New York, and we'll be doing a tour in 2013, 2014, nationwide tour. So we'll see how that goes. I was gonna quit doing this thing. I just thought it was too old.
See, but I remember doing an interview with you. Probably it seems like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer.
We're on our fifth annual final performance.
Yeah, this was
right
gonna
now.
Be like it. You weren't gonna do Snowflake anymore.
No, but I was done. That's it. I'm too old.
That's kind of its charm, is that people still want to see it. They've seen it. Yeah. They want to see it. But it really it solidifies the holiday period for people.
Well, and it goes all year long too. So it, you know, that message really plays, but particularly well in Marquette during the holidays. But mm-hmm. I just thought the market, you know, was done with you know, that show, in a sense that the homeless thing and, you know, whatever. But then the economy turned south, and then mm-hmm. now it's more important than it ever was, and people realize how vulnerable we all are to economic times. We could find ourselves in that situation very easily.
So the run is again when and where?
It's going to be at Kauffman Auditorium on in Marquette here on the 29th at 7:30 is a show. Doors open around sometime after 6. I have the Door Cats doing music as you're coming in, so that you know, you can get there early, get a good seat, be entertained, and then the show starts a little after 7:30. On on Saturday matinee, I have Papa Crow playing. So he'll be featured there for more of a family-oriented music. He's got a new album he's going to debut there, and he's got one that he's had. So he'll be doing, which is called Things That Roar, and it's a great little album. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about him opening up the show on the 27th, and that's 2 o'clock. But you can get there around 1 and get some good seats, and Papa Crow will entertain before we do the show.